The Lord's Prayer. Chapter 49. Boldness to enter in. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. As we have access by Christ unto the Father, of what need we be afraid? One who has free access to the palace and the table of royalty will not tremble with fear in the presence of some lower officer of state. Such a one enters the presence of the highest in the kingdom, and it is only a light matter to come before ordinary people. How can it be that one who has boldness to enter into the presence of the King of Kings, even into his secret chamber, not merely into the outer court, but into the secret place of the Most High, and not only to enter there, but to abide, as a friend who has a right there, how can such a one be afraid of anything else in the universe? We have that privilege, and the Lord desires us to use it. How would any parent feel, who has a parent's heart, if his children should start with fear when he came into the room? If when they wanted something they should come cringing in a fearful manner, as though they did not know whether or not they had a right to live? We like them to have that confidence in us that they will come with boldness and ask for that which they want, knowing that it will be given them if it is for the best. So we can imagine how God must feel to have those for whom he has done everything, for whom he has given his life to bring all things to them, and has given them all things before they ask, fearing to come to him to claim anything, almost apologizing for their very existence. He does not want us to be afraid of him. The Lord came down to earth to show us how gentle he is. He lived and talked with people. He sat down by the wayside with them. He took children in his arms and blessed them, and they were not afraid of him. Whosoever will receive the kingdom of God must receive it as a child, with trusting confidence. He is goodness, and mercy, and tender-heartedness itself. He is pleased at our very boldness. The boldness is not presumption, it is not arrogance. No one who is puffed up with pride, who is haughty, can ever come into the presence of the Lord with boldness. The pride and arrogance of men is simply the result of their separation from him. When they put him far off and hide him from them, they can be very bold. But when they come into the presence of God, every mouth will be stopped. It is impossible for one to come into the presence of the Lord with arrogance, knowing that he is in his presence. But the believer may come with boldness, lifting up the head. It shows that we believe that he is a God who keeps his word, that he is just what he is, a God of tenderness and infinite loving kindness. And dwelling in the secret place, and abiding under his shadow, there is no fear. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. Your heart shall meditate terror, but there will be no fear in it. If we can endure the time of greatest trouble, such as is here described, when destruction shall be over all the land, then we can have no fear now. No matter what persecution might be stirred up, we are free in the Lord, without fear, because we are walking and talking with the Lord, enduring as seeing him who is invisible. We can stand in the presence of authorities and kings, if need be, to answer for the faith, and not be afraid, because we are living in the presence of the King of Kings.